With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Everyone got out, but a home in Vilas County was destroyed in a fire. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a call from the homeowner in the town of Cloverland at 4:28 a.m. this morning. The report was of a fire in an attached garage at 1858 Towering Oaks Lane. The house was fully engulfed when emergency responders got there. Everyone inside was able to get out and no injuries were reported. The home is a total loss. As people cross off names on their gift list, state officials are urging consumers to be cautious when it comes to online shopping. There are a number of different scams this time of year targeting people's money and identity. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
During the holidays, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection sees a few of the same scams popping up. This includes fake websites set up for holiday gifts, ones that sell you a different product than what's in the description, or ones that never deliver the product in hopes that you forget about it or don't want to deal with the return process. Michelle Reinen is DATCAP's Administrator of Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She says the biggest thing online shoppers need to ask themselves is this website safe?
To identify and avoid fake websites, consumers should never click links or ads found on social media or sent by a text, email, or direct message. Instead, directly type in a trusted website address so they know they will land at a legitimate business. And then be skeptical of unusually low or too good to be true prices. Scammers use these low prices to lure shoppers into these websites, again, fake websites.
Phishing scams that claim to be from major retailers or shipping companies are also popular this time of year, saying people need to confirm their personal details for a product to be delivered or to get their money back. Identity thieves have also used holiday giveaways or sweepstakes, rebate promotions, or online quizzes to get people's information.
Some legitimate companies use these offers to attract customers and gather information, but scammers use them as well. And so we need to be sure that we are really thinking about the information we give away.
Other ways to protect your data include avoiding purchases on public Wi-Fi networks, using credit cards to make online purchases, and being skeptical of any site asking you to pay with cryptocurrencies, prepaid gift cards, or wire transfer. People can report fraudulent websites or issues with orders that aren't getting anywhere with the company. We have information about DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Wreaths found at many fire stations this time of year do more than celebrate the season. They also provide a fire safety reminder. Green bulbs in the wreaths are replaced with red bulbs as fires occur. Attigo Fire Chief Corey Smith.
We want people to come by the station and keep track of that and see, you know, do we have a red bulb? Did we not have a red bulb? And hopefully we end the holiday season with having zero red bulbs.
Wausau firefighter and paramedic Kyle Lawton says many risks are preventable.
A big one is just if you're cooking, you know, stay in the kitchen, stay vigilant. Don't leave, you know, make sure you use timers. You want to inspect your Christmas lights for broken bulbs, frayed wires, anything like that.
Keep Christmas trees watered to prevent them from drying out. Space heaters can also be a concern this time of year, so be sure they're being used properly. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Utilities remind people to keep vents and meters clear of snow and ice. Parts of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan have received large amounts of snow already this season. If that snow blocks the vent for your furnace or water heater, it may shut down, so you need to remove snow and ice. Gas and electric meters need to be kept clear as well for safety and accessibility. They suggest using a broom or doing the job by hand to prevent damage to equipment. When you are clearing driveways or sidewalks, make sure the snow is not getting tossed where vents or meters are located. A divided Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to take a case brought by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of an immigrant rights group. The lawsuit argues it is illegal for local Wisconsin jails to hold immigrant detainees at the request of federal authorities. The Wisconsin lawsuit comes as federal agents have launched high-profile immigration crackdowns in cities including Chicago and Charlotte, North Carolina. The enforcement tactics have been met with protests and lawsuits. A majority of justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court voted Wednesday to take the ACLU case directly as an original action rather than have it work its way through the lower courts. A Wausau man will serve federal prison time on drug-related charges. Mike Leishner reports.
Christopher Harder pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking charges this week, and Judge William Conley sentenced him to 7 years in prison on Wednesday. The 49-year-old was caught with more than 80 grams of fentanyl and heroin on him during a traffic stop back in March, leading officers to search his apartment. That turned up another 50 grams of methamphetamine and drug-related items, including a scale and ledger. Officials with the Central Wisconsin Narcotics Task Force note that Harder was a longtime dealer in the Wausau area, which played into Judge Conley's sentencing decision.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin parents of children with disabilities are voicing concerns about how impending Medicaid cuts will affect their ability to care for their children. Some have already begun taking precautions, as Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Megan Lowe of Merrimack says she fears the projected $1 trillion budget cut over the next decade will jeopardize crucial care for her 17-year-old daughter, Nora, who has Rett syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Lowe says they are fortunate to have health insurance through her husband's employer, but it doesn't come close to covering everything their daughter needs. She says Medicaid fills that gap, helping to cover medical supplies and equipment, therapies, and respite care. She says the supplies alone cost more than $2,000 a month.
Families that we know through our Rett syndrome network, they're stockpiling syringes and feed bags and diapers. We're just stockpiling everything because we don't know when the rug is going to be pulled out.
Lowe says she and her husband would probably go into debt trying to pay for their daughter's health care expenses without Medicaid. Experts predict the cuts could affect coverage for about 80 million low-income Americans, including children and people with disabilities. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting. This story was produced with original reporting from Rebecca Stager for the Wisconsin Independent.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.